They're eating her. And then they're going to eat me. Oh my God!
Banshees and all of the things that go bump in the night.
Ah, two.
Humming Fools, a fortnightly podcast, an amateur auditory guide hosted by nobodies and dedicated to the artists, dreamers, or anyone out there with the creative urge. I am one of your nobodies, Kyle Stuck, and I am joined by my co-host, No. Noah, how are you?
Pretty good.
Worse or better than before?
Confused. More confused than before.
Physically, emotionally.
Physically, a little achy.
Yeah, a little achy after what just occurred.
Yeah, I don't know what that was, but no, I'm good.
Fantastic. Well, welcome to you, me, and all our listeners to the second Halloween special for Humming Fools. Mm-hmm. Humming Fools, guys, listen. Halloween's like one of Noah and I's favorite times, I think.
Kyle likes to project that onto me.
Sorry, I meant to say fall. And
yes,
Halloween's part of
fall in general,
that.
Yeah, for sure.
I especially love Halloween. But yes, just the weather, the snacks, mm-hmm. the treats, the vibe, mm-hmm. the cuddliness. Noah's rocking a nice sweater.
That's right, sweater weather.
Sweater weather. Is a song. Noah, you beautiful man. Mm. Do you want to break down what this Halloween special, the second annual occurrence, is going to be like for our listeners tonight?
Yeah. So we're going to do the exact same thing as last time. No, we're trying to switch it up a little bit. So we're going to start with something in the similar vein, which is basically we're going to talk about, instead of talking about our favorite horror movies, stuff like that, we're going to talk about things that we're either currently consuming or that we're excited about that are coming up and that we want to get to this mm-hmm. Halloween season.
Yeah.
Then after that, we kind of made some silly games, story-driven stuff. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
We don't know what each other has prepared, so
that'll
be fun, and then we'll just kind of play along with that.
Also, this is hilarious, but right when you said prepared, there was a lightning strike behind you,
yes.
and it looked so cool.
I wish I could see because I'm facing away from
the
window.
Get the boring background. You just get
Can you
orange.
Wear reflective sunglasses
Absolutely.
So I can see?
Absolutely. I'll rock a Stevie Wonder look.
Yes.
But I'm glad you brought up the last episode because that is a good point. If after listening to this, you're like, ugh, I want more Halloween content, and you didn't listen to the last one, you should, because there is some good breakdown of our favorite horror movies, and then also a fun discussion on genre and the whole what makes a horror movie and a thriller, mm-hmm. and also if you don't like horror movies, are there little ways you can dip your toes into the water,
yeah.
or should I say the blood?
Blood.
But Noah, tell me, what are you excited about this Halloween? What are you into?
Well, the only thing currently that's ongoing is Until Dawn.
Ooh,
the
what's
video
that?
Game. Oh, Kyle, I'm going to tell you.
I'm so unprepared for this conversation.
So Kyle's been wanting me to play this game for a long time called Until Dawn, and it's a very narrative-driven game. And you control, it's, you know, all these young adults in this cabin up in the mountains, and things go wrong, and you get to control each of the characters at different points, and then whatever you do with those characters, what decisions you choose to make affect the rest of the story. And so I don't know how far into it we are.
Say like one-third of
the way. Maybe a third, yeah.
Yeah.
and it's been a ton of fun. That's not usually my kind of game where I don't have, it's funny because I don't have as much input as I would like, and I have too much input sometimes.
Yes, that's a great way of describing
it. Or like the minutia of doing something, they make you, like, if there's a piece of paper on the floor, you have to, like, use your controller to bend down and then reach with your arm and, like, open each finger on your hand and then close each finger around the thing. I'm like, I just want to pick it up and look at it.
I loved how you were like, game, obviously if I'm grabbing this, I want to turn it towards me. Why are you so making me angle it? Yeah. It's like, who would just grab something and then put it right back
like
down?
Like if you walk up to a box or something like that that can be opened, you press, you know, you walk up to it, there's a little call to action. You press that, you would think, oh, that's going to open it. And I'll be able to see the contents like every other game.
Yeah.
But no, if you press it, it means it's just going to zoom in to you looking at this box. And then it's going to have another call to action for you to reach over for the latch. And then another one to open it. And then, which, I mean, I got over that pretty quickly.
Yeah.
It was just funny to make fun of it.
Absolutely.
And that's part of the fun that we're having with this game. Kyle's already played it, and he's just watching how I react to things. But we're also kind of picking it apart.
Oh, yeah. Like, I genuinely think it's a great game.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of stuff in it that's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And so part of the fun is, like, the actual horror part, trying to... Because every character in the game can either survive or not. And that's what's kind of fun, is that you have that pressure.
Yeah.
Like, I want to get everyone there. And if not everyone, I want to have, like, a large number of survival. To something we talked about last time, is the game was created by people who aren't necessarily fluent in English, from America. And so sometimes with the script and other things, there's just this disconnect.
Like, who talks like that?
Yeah, I'm going to take you off my Christmas list. And it's like teenagers. And you're just like, what?
One thing I will say, it does a really good job of building tension.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the pacing is really good. And it's funny because the jumpy moments for me have not been the horror moments. It's been stuff where, like, nothing's happening and then someone just goes, huh? Or, like, pops into frame, like, hey, how's it going? And so I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Just because there's that tension where I'm, like, kind of getting comfortable, but in the back of my mind, I'm like, just don't, you know, don't let this get the best of you. Like, something's going to happen, and then something happens while I'm trying to, like, not get too relaxed, and that's what catches me off guard, but. It's fun.
Yeah. I'm excited for you to complete the rest.
Yes.
I told you that I played it with my friend Eric, and it's just, it's so stressful. And I would get all the like fast paced button mashing times. Like when a button appears on screen, you have to do it to complete an action.
Yeah.
And I would always get those, and he'd always get the, like, heavy exploration times when you're just kind of walking around. And it got really frustrating because I was like, I don't want the pressure to always be the one who's in charge of, like, people maybe not making it. But you're already doing better than I did my first playthrough.
Nice. I have to remember the buttons because I'm not used to playing on a PlayStation.
Yeah.
But that's, I'm like, and I have a handicap, so what's your excuse?
Yeah, what's your excuse?
No, it is fun, but it just adds that level of stress where I'm like, which one's X? My X is different on my console.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what's going on now. And then I really want to watch Haunting of Hill House.
Ooh,
is that the title of it?
Yes.
I always want to say Haunting of House on the Hill. But I've heard really good things, and it's like a nice self-contained story. I like that. It's not long. I like the aesthetic of it from what I've seen. So I'm excited about that. I want to watch The Terror.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like an untalked about show that apparently is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Which is based off a book, and they have a second season coming out about something different, right?
Yeah.
Like it's also an anthology series. And then Zombieland 2.
Yeah.
Looks like a ton of
fun. When's
that
coming out?
Pretty soon, I think.
Okay, cool.
But looks like a lot of fun. I love the first one. Mm-hmm. It's kind of one of my favorites, and I think it was probably on my list on the last Halloween special
of
favorite movies in that genre. And it doesn't even feel like horror, really, because it's it's more comedy than it is horror, but I'm excited about that. It looks like it's going to be more of the same, which is what I want. So
yeah, it feels like no time has passed.
Right, exactly. Just like, it helps that they all look exactly the same as they did 10 years ago.
The only one who looks different is the youngest girl. Where yes. You're like, oh,
she's... Because she was so young for the first one, there's been a lot of growth in between.
But she still is instantly recognizable and, like, just sounds the same.
Yeah.
I love Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
He's very funny. I'm glad that you're going to watch The Terror because, again, I love the book and the show was a pretty good adaptation minus a few things. But that show, like, made me tear up.
Nice.
And that's what I love is
I'm all about it.
It doesn't have to just be like, scary. It's like if you like just tell a good story, and that's what makes it more scary or intense when those intense moments come.
Yep.
The new season I think is like a what were the camps called that the Japanese were kept in?
Internment.
Thank you. It takes place in one of those, and again, that's what's interesting to me is that there wasn't a second book, and so it was cool that they adapted The Terror, but then kind of kept the name. I was like, you know what? We can do other historical, like that's kind of their niche, like historical horror.
Yeah, that's really cool.
And then, Haunting of Hill House, you've made an excellent choice there, my friend. Yes. Mike Flanagan is an interesting creator, and I like hearing him talk about it because, again, he doesn't always hit for me, but the way he thinks about it is the right approach because he had like, I guess, Netflix or whoever being like, you need more scares. And he's like, I'm thinking about like the last song I'm going to end the show with. Like, like his mind was like on the emotion. He's really excited about like the characters. And they're like, you need more scares. And he says that he stuck the most scares in the last episode because he was forced to. But no one / even Netflix didn't think that it was that way because of all the emotion.
Right.
And so he's like, I did what they told me, and they still got mad at me. But he's like, because you're not focused on that. You're focused on these characters. Because
it's well-balanced.
But yeah, that show made me scream a couple times. And I think I tried to, if I'm with other people, it's harder for me to get scared. So I tried to like create an atmosphere.
You're a little more removed from it when other people are around.
Yeah. So I stuck the laptop right next to my face, turned off the lights, and I was punished for it.
Yeah.
Cool. Will you let me know what you think whenever you get into stuff? For me... And I was worried because it's been really rainy today. My copy of The Walking Dead Compendium 4 has arrived. And it is the end of The Walking Dead comics. And so I hope that it's not soaking wet. I hope it wasn't put in the mailbox. I hope it was put underneath the door.
Yeah.
But I'm very excited.
I would be surprised if it fit in a regular mailbox.
That's what gave me comfort. It's pretty big. And our mailbox keeps falling over, so I feel like someone stuck it in there.
It would just fall.
It would just tip over. The Walking Dead TV show is kind of a phenomenon, and I think most people know it's based off a comic, but the comic for me is my true love just because it gets to dive in more to the characters. It's less of a soap opera show kind of became. Yeah, it's much better.
Objectively,
And I just love that it's ending / that it's ended. And so I'm really excited to dive into this last like 40 something, maybe 30, I'm not sure, issues and see the end story of Rick Grimes.
Yeah.
It's cool to have seen his character go through so much too. Like there really is such a unique journey. So again, if you're into zombies and you're open to comics as a medium, I would highly recommend it now, especially that you could start and not have to wait. I've had to wait for so long. True. And spoilers are dark and scary and on the internet.
Yeah.
I think the other thing for me is I have never seen, speaking of zombies, I've never seen all the way through the original Night of the Living Dead, which obviously started everything.
Right.
I've seen a lot of clips, a lot of things that have spoofed it, been influenced by it, but I've never sat down and just watched it.
What's interesting about it to me is that it holds up better than the wave of zombie movies that it started up, you know, like into the 80s and 90s, you know?
Yeah.
Like the original Dawn of the Dead does not, and that was like 84, I think, or something like that. It was in sometime in the 80s. That doesn't hold up nearly as well as Night of the Living Dead, which is black and white, made in the 60s.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a good, it's a important movie, I think. And I mean, obviously, like, the action is like I don't remember ever being, you know, worried about anyone. Sure. I'm just like, well, this is what's going to happen. And mm-hmm. it's just presented to you that way. But I'm sure at the time it was just like crazy scary mm-hmm. when it first came out. But yeah, it's still like good.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I finally ponied up and started paying for Shudder, which is a horror subscription service. And immediately saw it on the list. And I was like, all right, mm-hmm. no excuses. Got to watch it. What's weird to me about it, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think there's a part in it where, like, little girl, like, stabs her mom with glass or something, and she's a zombie. And I was like,
I don't remember that.
That's an interesting addition. You know, it was the beginning. But, like, right. zombies normally just bite. They don't, like, attack you with physical objects. Yeah. So that's kind of weird to me. But again, and it's cool to see how, again, it influenced like Evil Dead with like the light bulb getting blood on mm-hmm. it.
Yeah.
And obviously the whole, they're coming to get you, Barbara. Like right. there's so many famous aspects to it. And obviously yeah. the, sorry, did you hear that?
Yeah.
What was it?
Was that your computer?
I don't know. Oh, well, it was my phone. Forgive me. The true horror is not being present.
The true horror was inside us all along.
Oh, that'd be David Cronenberg. Google that if you aren't familiar with his work. But
yeah, Night of the Living Dead to me feels almost more like an art film. Like,
don't you dare say there's a difference between a horror film and an art film.
No. But I'm saying, like, that's even if it doesn't feel like a horror film while you're watching it, in the sense that it's not, you know. The terror is not necessarily there nowadays if you're watching it for the first time, but you can appreciate like the craft of it.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
I don't think it is. Devil's Advocate. The true horror is randomly choosing to be no. a butthole. the last thing that I'll say, which I know you will agree with, and we were discussing it beforehand, is just Over the Garden Wall, the yes. animated miniseries from that originally aired on Cartoon Network.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how our listeners feel about animation or things that is quote-unquote for kids, but...
Which I can't imagine that Over the Garden Wall is aimed at children.
Well, I just mean because it was on Cartoon Network. Well, it's like, yeah. that's a network for kids.
True.
And, like, you know, it's simple in ways and, you know, kind of childlike. But there are moments where I'm like, you know, if I had a kid, I don't know if I'd want them to see that at fill-in-the-blank age.
Right.
Because there is some really creepy moments.
Yeah. It's just really unsettling. Mm-hmm. There's no, like, violence or anything. It's yeah. just, like, it's very eerie.
Yeah, it's the atmosphere is eerie. There again are some specific images of creatures that's creepy, and then mm-hmm. what's implied too
yeah.
is creepy.
Yeah,
but it's a great voice cast. It's Elijah Wood as the one of the main kids, and then what's his name from Back to the Future, as the lumberjack or not the woodsman.
Oh,
you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah,
scientist dude.
Yeah, Christopher.
Not Lee.
No,
Christopher. Columbus.
Yes.
Christopher Robin.
Christopher.
Christopher.
I gotta look it up now.
I'm going to say Columbus again.
Just to be safe.
Just because we're short on time.
Christopher.
Transition song because I don't want to edit the episode later. You get a tune by Kyle, who likes to smile. This is taking a while. Noah, where's your
Christopher
Google?
Lloyd.
There we go. Christopher Lloyd.
I Googled it wrong because I was like,
how'd you Google wrong?
Well, I started writing Christopher at first and I was like, but I don't know his last name, so I can't just Google Christopher. Oh. So I went back to before that word without deleting it, and I added I was like, oh, I don't want to type out Back to the Future. So I just wrote BTF Christopher. And then I Googled it and there was nothing. I was like, dang it. No. So I just Googled Back to the Future, looked at the cast, and finally found it.
Fantastic.
So, anyway.
Thank you, Liz, for taking that journey with us. It would have been funny if you just did Google Christopher and the first thing it said was Columbus. And you're like, dang it. Leave me alone, Kyle. Anyway, no. Great little short. They're like 10-minute episodes, maybe 20. Yeah, I think
total it's probably like 2 hours long.
Yeah.
Like it's easy to just sit down and watch it all.
Yeah, it's basically just like a movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, again, if you love animation, I think you'll really dig it. If you like a little bit of spooky stuff, but not too much, like you can handle it. And if not, you should give it a try because, again, it's very sweet, very fun.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a Halloween tradition for me. Now, ever since mm-hmm. I saw it, I just fell in love with it. Yeah. So
it very much embodies like the season and the holiday. And yeah,
like it does make you want to, if you're not already, turn into a white girl and just consume all the pumpkin spice products, which I was doing today for work. And I felt very like silly. Like I was like walking through Walmart trying to find all the different pumpkin. And I was like, why is there a pumpkin spice this?
Right.
I couldn't find it. I found it online. There's a pumpkin spice salsa. And then we're going to have people try a pumpkin spice Spam.
Interesting. Which
is probably going to be awful.
You know, what's really funny, I was about to make a joke and say, what about pumpkin spice shoes? And I realized I do have a friend who has a pair of shoes that I commented on a while back. And I was like, dude, those look really cool. And he's like, thanks, they're pumpkin spice.
What does that even mean?
That's the colors. That's the name of the model of that shoe. And I was like, oh, of course it is.
This is made from pumpkin.
Because they're very like fall, like kind of a brownish orange color. And
okay. Anyway. That is, well, it's funny you say that. Yeah. Okay. Well, no, let's transition unless you have anything else.
Nope.
All right. Well, let's transition then to the beginning of our Halloween game. I could have been an old horror actor because that quality is about on par with some of the things I've seen. I watched this movie recently called The Old Dark House. Again, it was on Shudder. It's from the 30s.
Yeah.
And while it was really good in some parts, there's art parts where I was like, wow, this is bad.
That's funny. I feel like a movie with the title The Old Dark House could only have come out either in the 30s or now.
Yes.
Like, I totally now agree. It would be cool because it's campy. And that would be like part of...
And it'd be a throwback.
Exactly. Exactly. It'd be kind of, like a vintage whatever.
But if it was like the early 2000s, right. It'd be like, no.
No. It's going to be bad.
Script rejected.
That's right.
All right. So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to read Noah some horror situations that I wrote for him, and then he's going to just basically tell me what he would do. We'll see how this goes. Noah, feel free to be as rapid elaborate fire. As you want. Yeah, just say yes or no.
Pass.
Okay, first question. You're in a fight with a grizzly bear and a polar bear.
Ah, the horror.
we'll do that, and then we'll get to Noah's Mad Libs, which I'm very excited for. So first situation, Noah.
Okay.
It's around 8 p.m.
Ooh, I feel situated.
Okay. It's around 8 p.m. and you're on a night stroll with your cat, Smokey. On your way home, you notice an old but not decrepit-looking house in the woods a couple meters off the trail. The more you think about it, the stranger you find the house, especially considering that you walk this route almost every day and don't remember ever having seen it before. As you're lost in thought, the front door of the house opens, seemingly by itself. Before you even have time to react to the odd sight, Smokey breaks free from your grip on the leash and runs into the house.
Oh, no.
Smokey. What do you do?
Instinctually, I think I would probably just run after him.
Yeah. Dead. No. Just continue.
I can just picture the Dark Souls, like, you have died.
Yeah. Wrong.
Yeah. Or wasted from GTA.
Don't waste just, it.
I think that because one of our dogs, Ivy, if she sees like a squirrel or something like that, and she thinks that she can catch you off guard, she'll just dart. And she's very, very strong, so it's really hard to hold her back.
Big strong dog.
Yes. And And so immediately I'm like, well, I run after her. And then eventually she's like focused on the squirrel and I grab her. Mm-hmm. So I think instinctually I would dart after Smokey.
Yeah.
And not think about it too much.
Yeah.
Just because it would be so quick.
Yeah. That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
That's something I think about to where, and it's like a good horror movie writing technique because it's like there's always those problems. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're logic based, sometimes they're the time based. Like do we have cell phones? Do we not have cell phones, you know? And so right. There's a lot of moments where you're like, that's so dumb. Like, don't go do that. But if you throw in like, well, you need to get somebody or mm-hmm. get something, that kind of in your brain, even if you're super intelligent, you're like, what else am I gonna do?
Right. Yeah.
So that would be terrible being like, this seems like a really sketchy situation.
Right.
But I don't want my cat not gonna just leave.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I affirm you.
I don't think I would have enough time to process.
Yeah.
What could be in there? Oh, I haven't seen this before. You know, like
yeah. Do you think you'd let out a hushed what the
Now what's this?
All right, next situation. You and a good friend, we'll call him Billy Joel Jr., have just moved to L.A. to make it big as actors.
Yes.
One night at a bar, two guys overhear you talking to the bartender about being new in town, and they introduce themselves. You all hit it off, and towards the end of the evening, they invite you on a camping trip to Malibu Creek State Park. Now, this is where the audience is going to, and Noah is going to have to suspend their disbelief, because Noah does not like camping.
I love camping.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
I thought you don't like camping.
No, I love camping.
Well, this throws a wrench in everything. No, I'm just joking. Okay, I thought you didn't like camping.
No,
but I love
it. I was a Boy Scout for many years.
Well, a lot of Boy Scouts don't like camping, Noah. They're there because
that was the only reason I did it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is good. I'm learning about you. The true horror is not being a good friend. I apologize.
True horror is finding out your friend's a Boy Scout.
Nerd. No. Anyway, so they invite you to this park. You and your friend accept, and after a week, you all embark on the trip. After the initial drive, a long hike, and setting up camp, I just lost my spot. Okay.
Is that the horror that we lose our spot?
Yes. Yeah.
Where's our tent?
Yeah, someone else took it. It was a computer glitch. What do you do? Anyway, you set up camp, and you and your new friends end the day around a campfire with some burgers and beer. After a couple beers, around 3 or 4, one of your new friends asks Billy Joel Jr. to help him get some more firewood. Soon after they leave, your other new friend excuses himself to take a leak. As you're sitting there, swirling the small amount of beer left in your can and staring into the flames, thinking about all your regrets. Think about them, Noah.
I am. I was thinking about them before you started the story.
Okay. You hear a buzzing sound. Looking over, you see a phone with a new message notification. Mm. Normally, you're not nosy, but you've had a couple of beers, and you're feeling like a bad and sassy queen. So you lean over and take a peek. The message reads, "I took care of mine. How about yours?" And as you finish reading, you hear footsteps from behind. You turn around quickly, but the new friend is just calmly zipping up his pants as he walks towards you. With a burp and a smile.
Can he be frantically zipping up his pants?
Sure, he's frantically zipping up his pants.
I need him to be in a panic state.
With a burp and a smile, he pats your leg and sits down next to you. What do you do?
See, that last sentence, I was like, all right. Oh, man. I don't know. I think I would probably just make small talk until Billy Joel Jr. came back. Then have him call his famous dad.
Yeah. You need to get your dad on the phone right now, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, my initial reaction, and then given time, how I would proceed.
Absolutely.
Because obviously, initially, there's not much I can do. I'm just going to, like, run.
He sits down next to you, and you just like, whack him in the face.
See, the tough part is I wouldn't look at the text.
Yeah, but
I know that that's the setup.
You're a little
drunk. I'm trying to, like, get past that and then be like, okay, if I did.
If you were a worse person.
Okay, here's the thing.
Hit me, baby.
If I'm drunk enough to snoop on someone else's phone,
yeah,
which I've never done, if I'm drunk enough to do that, I don't know that I'm sober enough to react accordingly.
Yeah, to understand the implications.
Yeah, I'd be like, okay.
That'd be funny if he like comes over, you have his phone, and you're just like, oh, what's up, man? He's like, do you understand what's on the phone? And you're like, I mean,
well, that's
what's
fine.
Up? What's up, man?
But like, and then if he comes and like sits down next to me and then like is like, you know, in a good mood or whatever, I'd be like, well, what's up, dude? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know that I'd be in the right state of mind to be like, this is kind of weird.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Yeah.
What's hard for me is like that would be weird, like the fact that it'd be one thing if you see and then he comes charging and you're just like,
right.
All right.
Right.
But the whole like casual, you're like, I don't really wanna act first.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, am I misreading it?
Right.
Like, do I wait to see if Billy Joel comes back?
Right. Now that would be interesting if like after 2 hours Billy Joel's not back.
Yeah.
But
and our guy hasn't made his move yet.
That's right.
Yeah. And then off in the distance, you just hear, oh, for the longest time.
Billy, is that you?
That's the true whore.
I love Billy Joel.
Me too.
Watch your mouth.
I love Billy Joel.
No, I disagree. You don't.
Oh, okay. You don't love camping, and I don't love Billy Joel.
That's right.
All right, nice. two more. Here we go. It's winter and close to Christmas, so feeling festive, you and Julia decide to rent a cabin. Just as you arrive at the cabin, a huge snowstorm starts to kick in. Having packed plenty of baguettes and escargot, because I can't even get through it. Escargot, though. Along with you and Julia having each other's company, you all aren't too worried about it.
Mm.
After a wonderful evening of food, games, deep conversations, and some light French kissing, you all decide to go to bed. Despite the blizzard, you err on the side of caution and make sure to lock all the cabin's doors. On your way back to, let's see, this sentence doesn't make sense. Kyle wrote this in haste. Let's see. On your way to the back door, you pass the basement and hear Julia call for you. You're about to head down, but before your foot touches the first step, you hear Julia call you again. This time, though, it's coming from upstairs.
Mm.
What do you do?
So... walk into the back door and the first call comes from downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And am I like halfway down when I hear the other call or am I?
No, like you're just stepping down.
Oh, I see.
And then you immediately hear, you can tell that it's coming. This call is coming from upstairs. So it's not in your mind like I might have misheard. It's see, like,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, so my first thought was like, I would assume, even if I thought for sure that I heard it coming from upstairs, that it had something to do with how the sound carried or something like that.
Gotcha.
Like I'd be like, well, no, because I saw her go down. So I'm going to check there first.
You didn't see her go down.
Oh, I didn't?
No.
Oh, so I was like turned away. She said she was going down.
Yeah, she was like, I'm gonna get ready for bed or whatever. Then you're like, you part ways. You start checking the locks and then you have that moment of, okay, that's where she is. Oh, wait.
So, in that case, if I didn't see her go down, I might be like, maybe she said upstairs. And then I would try upstairs. Because I mishear stuff all the time. I've gone through my stubborn periods where I would just insist that I heard the correct thing and that she said the wrong thing. But more and more I'm realizing that it's me most of the time. I'm like, I just completely misheard that or I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
Which is worse. I think I would assume something along those lines. I would definitely be confused, be like, oh, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
And I would probably go check out the most recent location that I heard her voice coming from.
Yeah.
So
nice.
Yeah.
Well, just to elaborate on that a little bit, I remember reading, there's like some list and it was like two sentence horror stories or whatever.
Yeah.
And I really liked this one because I thought it was a great, and so I basically just copied it, but I thought it was a great, you know, setup, which was like, I heard my mom call me from downstairs, like, and so I woke up, like, I woke up hearing that, so I went outside to go downstairs, and as I did, my mom stopped me and said, stop. I heard it too.
Oh.
And I was like, ooh, I like that. And then I remember once reading on Reddit too, there's this series called, I think we've talked about it before, but it's like, I'm a search and rescue officer. And it's just all these like creepy stories written from the perspective of the search and rescue officer. And one of them in the stories is, there's like a guy who's sleeping alone in his tent and hears this like scratching, of course. And he thinks it's like a fox or something, 'cause he's camped a lot and had animals do that. But then like this face presses against the like tent, so he kicks at it, and then he still hears it, so he pulls out his gun and goes out and shoots just to like scare it off.
Yeah.
And then he hears a sound from behind him and turns around, and it's, I forget how they describe the creature, but then it opens its mouth and makes the gunshot sound. And then it makes the zipper opening sound, and then it just runs off. And so again, like, nothing bad happens, but things that can mimic sounds creep me out.
I've
always loved that concept.
Annihilation had that.
Yes.
But really well done.
Oh my gosh, that bear. Yeah. Oh no. That's enough to keep you up. Anyway, let's end with this this last one, Noah. All right. this thing keeps going back. All right. It's a dark and stormy night.
Ooh.
Yeah. And you're the last one at the very, or you're the last one at work at the very successful and very prestigious Ominous Media headquarters.
Ooh.
Yeah,
I'm already there. Like, I'm living it.
Yeah, we're there right now.
Yeah, it's very. Yeah, I don't have to imagine.
Yeah, I can only imagine. As you're turning off the lights, you hear the printer running, and you investigate.
Hmm.
As you approach the printer, you can see that what it's printing
is are me.
Pictures of you at looking your at desk the printer. Oh, working. Okay. You're like, that doesn't make... And then the printer winks at you. So yeah, it's pictures of you at your desk working. You feel for your phone and swear silently, in French, of course, as you realize it's back at your desk, which you have to walk past to get out of the office, and which you remember is close to wherever the picture was taken from. What does Noah do?
I feel like that's a situation that calls for me having my phone. Because I'm like, if there's something going on and I have to dart, I want to be able to call someone.
Yeah.
Or, my instinct is to think that I would probably just try to not look at where the picture was taken from and just like grab my phone and just like kind of scurry out, just kind of ignore the problem.
I would try to ignore the problem.
That should have been my answer to all your problems. Yeah. Just like, I ignore it.
Yeah, video game. It's gone. I ignore.
That's right.
I just imagine you, again, like at a typical Friday the 13th scenario. You, yeah, like walk in, there's two teenagers dead, and you're like, didn't see anything.
Yeah.
I ignore this.
I've talked about this pet peeve crime scene etiquette, guys.
Yeah.
I had nothing to do with this. If I just walk away now, there's nothing to worry about.
You pick up the blade that's embedded in both these teenagers, and you freak out.
What kind of knife is this?
Yeah.
Oh. It's not the kind I thought. Let me put it back.
Yeah. All right. Fantastic. Well, thank you, Noah. Well,
thank you.
You made it. You're alive.
Yes. Well, maybe.
In depending one of on the how, scenarios. Yeah. No.
Depending on how those go.
I'm ready for these Mad Lib action,
all right,
baby.
Let's get it. I have two Mad Lib stories for Kyle. So what I'm going to do.
I'm so excited.
Is I'm going to fill out. These are basically scripts that I wrote out, and they're just kind of like short, silly, goofy. One of them is a little more horror-ish, the other one's not, but I'm gonna So I can't see the script right now. Obviously, I wrote them, so I know what the story overall is, but I don't know exactly what each blank goes to because mm-hmm. I have a sheet on top of it that has holes just for the blank.
Yeah.
So I'm going to...
Horror holes.
That's right. Horrors. So I'm gonna have, just like typical Mad Libs, I'm going to have Kyle tell me, give me a word for each of these prompts. And then once I'm done writing it out, I'm going to take off the blindfold, as it were, for the sheet that's on top, and then it'll reveal the script underneath, and then Kyle and I will play it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll have you invoke some acting, depending on what answers you give.
I'm going to be you.
All right. So first blank is animals.
Okay, so plural.
So an animal, and then it'll just be plural, I guess.
I say moose. It works both ways.
So is that the plural?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you can, if you really want to, you can write moosin.
Oh, meese.
Flock of moosin.
All right, moosin.
All right.
Because it's funny.
All right, cool.
Okay.
Crushed it.
Make sure
I win. One point for...
Okay, dang it. I'm falling behind.
It's a competition.
Moosin. Okay, cool. The next blank is body part.
Body part?
Yes.
Belly button.
Ooh. Belly button. Okay. Family member.
And is this like, can it be a name or is it just like you say brother, sister?
The relation, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Blind stepfather.
I didn't say adjective, but I'll throw it in there. It works.
Okay, good.
I think it works. I don't know what the sentence is, but...
I just thought about how I have a dad, but if I didn't, I kind of did, he'd be blind.
Keep in mind, I have limited space.
Okay, so I won't pull that words. Again. Don't want to poke the bear.
Poke the moose.
Don't poke the moose in.
Okay. Hopefully you can read that. Okay. Another body part.
Let's go with nostrils. Also, I'm going to move...
Just
a little bit for you so you can not hit it. Not that you were, but that way
you can have
better access to it while you're writing.
Okay. A building.
A building. Let's go with nursery home.
I think I have enough room for that.
Fine. Home. No.
No. <that's>...
Fine. Nursery. they are, I guess, both different.
I love it. Okay. A celebrity.
Ooh. So many things that I could do here. I'm gonna try again and you can tell me if I can't have it. I'm gonna say Elvis's ghost.
No.
Okay. I've been rejected. Dolly Parton's ghost. No. Dolly Parton.
Okay.
Islands in the stream.
That is what we are.
No one in between. How can we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world. And we'll rely on each other.
Thank you for filling the air while I read this out.
Absolutely. Okay. From one love to another.
All right. One more body part.
Dang, okay, this is going to be graphic. okay, I've been resisting, but you keep throwing it at me, so penis.
All right.
I was trying to be a good boy, mama.
You just had to.
But the devil, he came for me. He came for my wiener.
Begone, Satan. All right, a type of, a food.
Ooh, yes. Grapes.
Nice.
Thank you. Do you prefer green grapes or whatever the other color is?
I think I like green grapes.
I like green grapes the best and seedless.
Nice. Okay. A name, a first name.
LaFonda.
Yes. Spelling it wrong, even though there's not a right way to spell it.
I mean, how did you spell it? L
L A
P H A N D A.
No,
LaFonda.
I did L A F A U N D A.
Ooh, that's fancy. I like it.
Okay. A vehicle.
Vehicle. Scooter.
Nice. A place.
Court.
Nice.
Thank you.
You're familiar with that place.
Yes, I
just write what you know.
That's what they always say. Yeah, I frequent jail and court and everything in between.
I think this is the same name again.
Okay. LaFonda.
A hobby.
Hobby. Scrapbooking.
Nice.
Love me some scrapbooking. Some days I just wake up and I'm like, you know what? Putting that in a book.
Okay. A movie or show?
50 Shades of Grey.
Just Shades of Grey?
50 Shades of Grey.
Okay.
I said it quickly. A fine picture with a great song. A great soundtrack. Honestly, that movie has an amazing soundtrack. This implies I've seen the movie. I have not seen the movie, but I have listened to
it. You're talking about like all the artists that...
Yeah, soundtrack, not score.
Yeah, that created songs for the movie.
Like
yeah.
Ellie Goulding. And, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, and like The Weeknd had a good hit. Yeah,
they did a good job with the music.
I wrote 50 Shades because that's all I have room for. So okay, you'll have to improvise the upgrade.
50 Shades of LaFonda.
That's right. Okay, no, LaFonda. Another hobby.
Okay. Laser tag. That's not a hobby. That's an activity.
Yeah,
sorry.
It doesn't work.
Let's go with fishing.
Okay.
Yeah. But in my heart, I'm laser tagging.
Laser tagging fish.
That's right.
It's not very effective. LaFonda.
LaFonda. LaFonda.
I hope these are all the same name.
Hey, I mean, no matter what, otherwise it's going to be
multiple people named LaFonda, which is fine. A number.
A number, 69.
All right. And a U.S. city.
Fayetteville.
Nice. All right. Fayetteville. Sing Islands in the Stream again while I...
Islands in the Stream. That is where we are. Nowhere in between. How can we go wrong? Shut up. I'm singing. Say hello. No, go ahead. People get enough of me singing. And
okay. I hope you can read this. I had to cram some of it in.
Okay.
All right. So your parts are in orange.
Okay.
So when we get to those, you act and, those out.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Orange.
This is our first story. All right,
read to me.
Here we go. Story number one. The woods were dark, and the bare limbs did little to shield from the rain. Wild moose scurried about, their beady eyes frantically looking for any kind of shelter. The man was soaked to the bone, and he could no longer feel his belly button, for the cold had claimed it. He had lost his way chasing what appeared to be the ghost of his blind stepfather. This is why I didn't want you to use ghost. And was beginning to think he had gone mad. Just when all seemed to be lost, he encountered a small nursery home in a clearing. He pounded his nostrils on the door with what strength was left in him and it flung open violently. We both had a cabin building that had a door that opened.
Yeah, spooky.
Pretty cool. He entered with caution, wary of any evil Dolly Partons known to haunt these woods.
Oh, that is terrifying.
Shaking, he knelt in front of the hearth and made a fire. He relaxed as the warmth returned to his penis.
I'm 5 years old. Oh, yes.
And was looking around the room for some grapes. when a ghostly voice came from behind him.
You shouldn't have come here, Lafonda. Why did you follow me?
I had to make sure it was really you. I couldn't believe it. We all thought you died in the scooter crash on our way to court.
Oh, but I did die, Lafonda. And if you hadn't been so busy scrapbooking and kept your eyes on the road, maybe I would have lived to see 50 Shades of Grey one more time.
Is this why you brought me here then? To haunt me with eternal guilt? To make sure that I don't fish again for the rest of my life?
But Lafonda, you don't seem to understand. You also died in the crash. All 69 of us did.
Wait, so what is this? Where are we? Hell? Or worse, Fayetteville?
This is purgatory. It contains all the lost souls, trapping them until they can finally be free. This place we are standing in is the gateway. And you have freed me at last.
With this, the ghost touched the man and vanished, leaving him to wander the woods of purgatory until he can, in turn, lure the unsuspecting agent of his unbinding to the gateway and be free to rest eternally.
Islands in the stream, that is watching you. No area between.
Oh, that was wonderful.
Hey, first story.
I'm glad that my penis warmed. No, your penis warmed up.
Yeah. Yes.
I also forgot that I was playing a man. So, but
you weren't. Oh, yeah. You were the ghost of the blind stepfather.
Yeah, I was a blind stepfather. Who?
Okay.
Oh, that was hilarious.
All right, cool. All right, story number two.
Yummy.
I need a first name.
Billy.
Nice.
Billy. Right, B-I-L, or B-I-A-L-L-Y. Billy. Billy.
I'm just writing it.
Get over here, boy.
All right. And action.
Spoon.
Let me make sure I get this one.
Spoon, spooning, to spoon.
Yeah.
Intent to spoon. Officer, if you look at the court case, he had intent to spoon. That was one of the things I heard while I was at court.
All right. A color.
Purple.
Nice.
Flying purple people eater.
Purple. Purple, purple. Okay, an adjective.
Tasty.
Nice. Had to do it.
Mm-hmm. Fell into my stereotype.
A brand of drink.
Let's go with Beefeater Gin.
Nice.
Because I'm sad inside sometimes when I'm all alone.
Another first name.
Shelley. In reference to the great Mary Shelley.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. An object.
Whoopee cushion.
Too long? Shorter.
Okay.
That's funny though.
Avocado.
Nice. An adjective.
Steamy.
Nice. Make sure this is
nice, nice,
lined
nice.
Up. Steamy.
Steamy. Stevie Avocado. That did they call you that in high school?
Yes.
Nice.
Okay. A weapon.
Ooh. Mean words. No. Let's go with crap. What's it called? I can't even think of the weapon. Avocado again. No. I want to think of something that just like is so horrible. All I can think of is a mace.
Mace?
Yeah. Not the spray kind.
Yes.
Yes. The circle smash your face kind.
Yes. Mace. Okay. Mace. This is our friend Billy again.
Nice. Billy.
Billy.
Billy. Billy.
A movie character.
Ooh. Let's Hannibal Lecter.
Okay.
Gotta keep with that Halloween theme.
A hobby.
Let's get a little bit meta. Let's go. I'm trying to think of things that aren't too long. knitting.
Knitting?
Yeah.
All right.
I've heard it's quite relaxing.
Yeah. Okay. Knit. This is Billy again.
Billy.
And then I think that's Billy also.
Nice.
We're good.
Billy is present.
All right. Time to hand off the new script.
Oh, shoot. Here we go.
Freshly written.
Fresh off the press.
It's hot, hot, hot.
Oh, it's steaming. It's I don't want to touch it. It's
still from the printer. Okay. This is yours.
I'm orange.
This is mine. Billy woke up, his head pounding. He sat in a steel chair, hands tied behind his back. The last thing he remembered was spooning through the halls of the facility, and then everything went dark. Now he was staring at the ground, vision slowly unblurring. He could see his reflection in a puddle between his feet, his purple hair matted with blood to his chiseled face, his tasty mouth.
Yes.
His tasty mouth dribbling to the floor, clouding the water. At least it looked like water. It could have been beefeat or gin for all he knew. He looked up to find his nemesis, Shelley, grinning maniacally and twirling an avocado between his long fingers.
Oh, Shelley.
Well, well, well. Somebody took quite the snooze.
So am I Billy?
Yeah, you're Billy.
Okay, let's see. I'm going to kind of go for a not accurate Cajun accent.
Well, I'm scared.
You don't know what you're mad at. that's
bad. They have to be able to understand.
Yeah, that's what I quickly realized. I'm just going to go with a soft-spoken voice.
All right, I'll start it off again, and then I'll
thank you.
Count you in. Well, 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 somebody took quite the snooze.
You don't know what you're messing with. Going to pay for the evil you've done and what you did to those steamy kids.
You know, we're not so different, you and I.
Oh, God.
It's too bad you won't live long enough to understand that. Take care of him, boys. Have business elsewhere. As the slimy man left, two henchmen approached their prisoner and one drew out a mace. Suddenly, Billy leapt out of the chair, hands unbound.
Yeah.
He knocked out the thug, taking his weapon and pointing it at the other. He cornered the man and began his monologue.
I know I may look like Hannibal Lecter, coming in here guns blazing, but on the inside, I'm just a regular guy who likes to
knit.
He likes to knit and wants to make the world a better place.
As he was talking, the first thug had come awake and shot him in the back of the head.
Oh.
Billy slumped to the floor.
That's
what you do when you monologue.
Yeah.
Billy slumped to the floor and all went black again. When he regained consciousness, he was in a hospital bed. The doctor looked at his clipboard.
By all accounts, you should be dead. It seems that, of all things, love was what kept you alive.
This was the day that Billy realized that love was stronger than bullets.
Oh, oh, oh. And the Oscar for best Mad Lib goes to Noah Bosley.
The Oscar for best dual performance, switching into the doctor there, Kyle.
Yeah,
Very good.
It's so crazy how I could all be like, oh, I'm just something. That, oh, yeah, you see, I'm a doctor now.
I'm an old Southern doctor.
Yeah, I say, you got a disease.
We're going to have to saw it off.
That's our understanding.
Whiskey and laudanum.
And you say whiskey and lobster.
Lobster should do the trick.
It's like in your mouth as That's like right. a...
Yes.
What is that called? What you bite down on.
Yeah, the thing you bite down on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nurse, hand me the thing you bite down on.
Well, from the movies.
Yeah.
Like a leather leather belt.
Give me your belt.
the handle of a knife.
Yeah. Well, dang, man. That was fun.
That was our little theater Mad Libs.
Yeah, obviously, I don't have much range.
That was perfect. You went into it perfectly.
Well, thank you.
That last one, I was like, well, I did kind of horror the first time. I'll do
action-adventure.
I was like, yeah, I'll do action. And then I just went back to our list of pet peeves.
Yes.
And then just used all of them.
Yes, that's what I was about to say is I having come off just of our pet peeves episode a couple weeks ago, this was glorious. It had all the things we hate.
So I had the guy trapped. The bad guy, who's his nemesis, has him killed out of sight.
Yes.
So he doesn't want to be there when it happens, which means the guy's going to get away, which he does at first. But he makes a great mistake.
That's right.
Of monologuing.
Waving my mace that I stole.
That's right. He monologues, gets shot in the back of the head, and then he survives because of love.
And he learned that it is stronger than bullets.
It is stronger than
bullets. And since then, he's loaded his guns with love.
Take this.
Like every night before going to bed, he's like, and I love you, and I love you.
That's right. Well, and that's what the pictures from, like, the Vietnam era, you know, when they would have, like, flowers in the rifle barrel. That's what
they were firing.
Love.
Dang. Well, that was wonderful.
Those were fun.
Yeah, thank you.
Fun little how would you proceed and then Mad Libs.
That's right.
Yeah.
How about you go ahead and write another one right now, and we'll all just sit here and wait.
That's right.
Because I want to do more.
And you can sing Islands in the Stream over and over until I have...
Islands in... I love the idea of the ghost disappearing and then just you hear off in the distance.
Islands in the Stream.
And then maybe Billy Joel wanders in, and he's like, I have not found that firewood I was looking for.
Guys, you would have no idea what just happened. I've been looking for my friend this whole time. He's probably worried sick.
Yeah. Meanwhile, you murdered two innocent dudes.
I think some guy made a pass on him.
Yeah, maybe they were just looking for a hookup.
That's right.
Like, hey, I seduced mine.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we met at a bar.
Yeah. I forgot to mention it was a gay bar.
That would have been the operative. Yeah. Yes.
Sorry about that. It's my bad. I also forgot to mention it was a gay state park. And
that's right. We were doing some gay camping.
Yeah.
Around a gay fire.
Bunch of queens around a fire. It was at that moment that Noah realized what was happening.
That love was stronger than bullets.
That's right. Well, Noah, thank you for, again, writing all that up. It was fun.
It was funny because when Kyle and I were trying to come up with things, he ran his thing by me first, his idea for, like, this How Would You Proceed format. And I was like, well, I'm not good at coming up with that kind of stuff. So I need to find out something else that we might be able to do together. Because I didn't want all the workload to go to Kyle. And then I came up with my Mad Libs thing, and it got really complicated. My first iteration, when I was like, all right, so I'm in Photoshop, and I can, like, randomize the files. I'll make a bunch of, like, decoys, because I won't know what I'm filling out. And then I'll fill out the text on this layer, and then I'll turn off this layer, drop it in Google Drive, and then Kyle can pull it up on his computer, and then we can both look at it at the same time and then read it off. And I was like, I'd written all of this out to Kyle, and I was going to send it to him. And I was like, you know what? I should just make a video of what I mean. So I did a screen recording of my computer, me going through the whole thing, and sent it. And at the time, I had, like, other things on my mind, and I was stressing out about, you know, coming up with an idea so that I wasn't just shooting down what Kyle had said. And I come back to it later. I was like, oh, no, this would not work. There's too much going on, way too many steps. This would be an editing mess. And so we're like, well, here's what we'll do. We'll each do our thing to the other person, and then it'll add variety. It'll be fun. We're not confused. And then I was like, perfect. I can just print out my sheets of paper and then write on them. And so anyway, you didn't need to have the whole rundown of the behind the scenes, but it was kind of a funny...
But you got it.
A funny way to get to what we ended up having. So.
Mm-hmm.
But it was fun. It worked out.
Yeah, it was. I affirmed your attempt to have it be a surprise for both of us.
Right.
Which, now that I think about it, I think we should do this again next year, but we get a friend, a neutral third party, who we trust and think is funny to write us up something, and then
or we each write the other person's thing or something like that, and then swap, and then we can kind of shuffle the thing so the other person doesn't know what's being filled out. There are ways to do it, but it was a fun game.
Absolutely. And the story of you being trapped in that house waiting for someone else to come in, like, I'm going to be thinking about that when I fall asleep.
Yes.
And I'm like, is his penis going to stay warm or is it going to get cold? That's the true horror. So
banging his nostrils against the door.
You know, you guys, you stay safe out there. Stay warm.
Keep your penises warm. Keep
your downstairs area. I'm sorry, but anyway.
Yes.
We just lost like one listener.
I'd be shocked if they made it to this point.
So. Always, yeah. That's always what we believe and we affirm if people make it. So listeners, thank you as always for listening, participating. I hope that your Halloween is tasty, just as that whatever the food was, the grapes maybe. Yeah, tasty like the grapes.
That's right.
We have new episodes every other week, usually around Tuesday at noon. If you haven't yet subscribed on whatever platform you use, tell your friends. Be like, hey, even if it's in a mocking way, like, hey, look at these idiots. Go listen to a podcast. I'll take the downloads, baby.
We're all about them digits.
That's right. We're obsessed with numbers, which is why that, you know, headquarters that we mentioned in the story is real. We're just loaded with cash, although we weren't able to afford bodyguards for some reason.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's the true horror.
Which is weird because we have them in real life.
Yeah.
But you didn't put them in this story.
Yeah, I need to make you more vulnerable to the listeners.
This place is too impervious in real life.
But we'll be back in two weeks with an interview, hopefully. Mm. So stay tuned for that. And obviously, there'll still be some Halloween season left when you hear this. So I hope either you have done something fun or we'll be getting to do something kind of fun, spooky, carve a pumpkin.
Yeah.
Chase after a black cat. Yes.
Tell us what you do.
Tell us what you're into, what you're watching, what you're up to. I'm hoping maybe, I don't know if it's going to happen, but I'd love to go to Eureka Springs for the zombie march. I think that'd be fun, but driving stresses me out and it's going to be packed with the undead. So anyway, Noah, I hope you have a safe evening.
Yes.
Again, keep track of your stuff.
My belly button.
That's right. Your belly button. I hope you find grapes. I hope the moosen stops scurrying. Right.
Their beady eyes. Their
dead beady eyes. And I'll see you again soon.
All right. Bye. I killed him. Happy Halloween.